National Science Week commences this Saturday, and with it a multitude of opportunities for budding scientists to explore the world of research and discovery. Young Australians with disabilities can participate in STEM activities without feeling excluded through a series of workshops introducing tape blocks. It's a fun, simple and engaging circuit-making activity designed for those with limited fine motor skills. Dr. Kirsten Ellis is the designer of tape blocks, and she is senior lecturer at Monash University's Faculty of Information Technology and the Department of Human-Centered Computing. The Wire's Jared McLaughlin asked Kirsten how she came to design and develop this initiative.
I wanted to make an activity where people with disabilities who don't have fantastic motor skills could play with some electronics, because they're actually really good fun. So tape blocks is based on conductive tape. And with conductive tape, it provides a really wide area to be able to make connections. So all of a sudden, instead of having to do incredibly fine motor skills, putting things into little fine holes, you can just push the blocks together with the back of your hand. And that makes electronics suddenly available to a whole lot of people who've never had the opportunity to do it previously. I started with just a light circuit, and then I found that you could actually put a vibration motor in so that blind people could make a circuit and then feel if they'd made the circuit correctly. And they're kind of fun to make too. So we started with the tape blocks as an idea. And then from there, there are a whole lot of other things that I started to make. Because some of it is about people learning electronics, but some of it is people wanting to learn electronics. Both because if they've had bad experiences in the past, or if they've always been told, oh, you can't do electronics because you don't have the skills or ability, they might not want to do electronics anymore. But if we can make little characters and make electronics really good fun, there's a whole lot of people who are going to want to participate in electronics.
Do you believe that this initiative using tape blocks can change the way that young people who have disabilities can engage in STEM activities?
Absolutely. I think some of the problem is with electronics and previous things. We've had initiatives to include more women and other groups that are often left out, such as Indigenous people. But there's been very, very little work done on actually encouraging and helping people with disabilities to be involved in STEM at a level that is appropriate for them. So by designing an activity that is accessible and proving that people with disabilities can absolutely participate in STEM, they can start to go, what other things have I actually been excluded from that I can do if the activity is designed correctly?
And education institutions, what can they do to change the way that they can get disabled people to want to be more involved in STEM or wanting to have it as part of their curriculum?
So there's a whole lot of other advantages to actually being involved in STEM activities. So the whole maker movement is around the democratization of electronics. So it's around making electronics accessible to everyone. And it has a whole philosophy to the way that it actually works. So instead of here, follow this tutorial, which is very, very boring, what you do is you say, here, solve a problem with this and I'll give you the tools and I'll coach you in doing it. So rather than being very directed, it's a much more indirect approach. Through learning technology, we can reinforce other skills. Things like the weaving really help because you spend a lot of time with relatively fine motor skills, weaving in and out in an enjoyable way. But in practicing that, it actually can build all of our skills. And so there's a threading activity that we do with wire and electronics. And if you do the threading, it can help you with tying shoelaces. So it actually works both ways, that doing the STEM activity can help you with everyday tasks and doing everyday tasks can help you do the STEM task. So it's actually a really, really nice way. Instead of it being unpleasant and, you know, you have to sit and do this boring thing, we try to go, here's this really cool, fun thing to do that you're going to learn some things and build some skills.
Dr. Kirsten Ellis, Senior Lecturer at Monash University's Faculty of Information Technology and Department of Human-Centered Computing, speaking with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin. And you can find a whole array of fantastic opportunities to learn and discover on the National Science Week website. We'll pop a link up on The Wire's website straight after the show.